This message was recorded at Leeds Vineyard during a Sunday morning service. Please feel free to copy it or forward it if it's helpful. We pray that it may be God's word in season for you today.
We've been looking at a new series recently called Change and Grow, and that is our theme for that I'm still on. And in particular, we're looking this week at my topic is We Become What We Believe. Do any of you remember Baba the Elephant? Remember Baba? Back in the 90s, I think, he was a popular children's TV program and a book. And our kids loved it, so much so that Josh spent some time believing that he was actually Baba and used to behave like Baba. There was an announcement once when we were at Southwest London Vineyard. I remember after the service, there was a PA announcement came over saying, would the father of Baba the Elephant like to go and collect him from Vineyard Kids? He was convinced he was Baba, and he walked around like this for weeks. He saw himself reflected in the character that he saw on the screen, and he chose that identity for a while. Somewhere in his young mind, he believed he was Baba. You become what you believe. Now, I don't suppose many of you believe you're an elephant, but you do believe things about you which may not be true. We do that all the time. And we change and grow in our faith and in learning to do what Jesus does by learning to think what Jesus thinks, which means learning to hear and receive the truth. I want to look at Ephesians chapter 4. So if you'd like to find that in your Bibles, we're going to be spending some time in this over the next 3 weeks, this section of scripture. Ephesians chapter 4, starting at verse 17. I'm going to read it all the way through. It's quite a long passage. Do find it in your Bibles or on your device. And then I'm going to look at one particular section of it very quickly. Ephesians 4, verse 17. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do. When it says, I insist on this, he means that's really quite strong. Listen up, guys, this is really important. You must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Separated from the life of God, he says. Having lost all sensitivity, they've given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity. And they are full of greed and lust. That, however, is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus, being in Jesus. You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which has been corrupted by its deceitful desires. Put off your old self, because it's been corrupted by deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, verse 23 and verse 24, and to put on the new self, created to be, get this, like God, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Verse 25, therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body, like Howard was reading at the beginning. In your anger, do not sin, he says, and do not let the sun go down while you're still angry. Do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what's helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Chapter 5, 1 and 2. Follow God's example, therefore, as dearly beloved children, and walk in the way of love. Walking in the way of love is that discipleship image of being following the rabbi. Just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. This is God's word to us. It's absolutely right, and it's given to us because he loves us. it's tedious to repeat that we are all dealing with really difficult and different times. I know that. And whether you are one of the people who are super busy and have never worked harder, or you're super bored because there's nothing to do, we're all learning a new way of life. This detail of this digital life that we're grappling with is distracting us, some of us, from the disciplines of healthy living and from discipleship. So much information out there, so much misinformation, fake news. We're being lied to in our culture. And I'm not talking about politicians and journalists, that's a different thing. We're being lied to believe that what really matters, what the idols in our lives are, things like thinking we can control our outcomes. You know, the NHS will save me from illness. My insurance policy will cover me if with my financial problem. You know, we that controlling of our outcomes has become an idol. Or we worship celebrity and shininess as though that could solve our problems. And that's what really matters. We place great emphasis on having power and being able to go shopping, having purchasing power. We place emphasis on our image and what we look like and selfies and how many likes we get on social media. That becomes an idol, becomes something important. It's a deceit, but we start believing in it. And we could wrap that all up in the concept of radical individualization. We believe that in the deceit that it's all about me and that I can choose my identity and that I'm in charge of my life. It's a deceit. These are lies. These are idols. And if we believe such lies, they will change us, whatever we believe, but they won't grow us. They will diminish us. You cannot be the best version of you if you believe the lies about you. You miss out on the better story that we've been talking about. So followers of Jesus need to choose to seek out the truth, not the lies, not the deceit, to believe the truth. I want to share with you a quote from Barack Obama's book, The Audacity of Hope. I'll try and read this without crying. I was able to walk down the aisle of Trinity United Church of Christ one day and be baptized. It came about as a choice, not an epiphany. The questions I had did not magically disappear, but kneeling beneath that cross on the south side of Chicago, I felt God's Spirit beckoning me. I submitted myself to his will and dedicated myself to uncovering his truth. Oh, isn't that awesome? I dedicated myself to uncovering his truth. It's a choice Obama made. Let's look at Ephesians 4, the verse 22 to 24. You were taught, he says, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by deceitful desires, not truth, falsehood, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. The new self, created to be like God. That's awesome. So when we choose to follow Jesus, we put off the old self and we put on the new self. Something obsolete is being replaced with something brand new and superior. So we want to do what Jesus does. We want to think like Jesus thinks because we have become a new person. We are born again. We have a new self. This is the work of the cross. His sacrifice has redeemed us and given us new and eternal life. You are not what you were. You are not what you were. And that we live in this continuous tension where the old life still infects how we live today. And we grapple with it and we remind ourselves of the truth that we are newly made. And we don't live that old life. You are now a new creation. So how do we do this? How do we grow into this? How do we change? Verse 23 says, we're made new in the attitude of our minds, or some translations will have it, in the spirit of our minds, which is what Obama's talking about. He chose to look at the truth and uncover it. And as we follow Rabbi Jesus, we learn to think like he thinks, and we love what he loves, and we believe what he believes, and our minds are renewed, refreshed, made young again. It's like having freshly baked bread, replacing old stale bread, or it's like fresh, smooth wine replacing old vinegary wine. I want to wrap up or draw our thoughts to a conclusion anyway. We have this new life. We can live a radically better story. We can believe the truth and know the truth, and we can learn to think differently, like Jesus. We can experience this compelling power and radical presence of God in our lives. This can be true in us. It is true in us. How do we retrain our thinking to know the truth about ourselves? We'll talk about this in the coming weeks, but what is this truth about ourselves? If you're not Baba the elephant, who are you? Who do you see when you look in the mirror? Let me give you the crunch truth. We'll unpack this a lot more this evening, but let me give you the crunch truth, the ultimate vaccine, if you like. This is what you need to hear. This is what you need to meditate upon, brothers and sisters. This is what you need to bring into being in yourself, to own as your own, to believe. If you will learn this one truth, you'll become more like Jesus and will do more of what Jesus does. You see, when we surrender our lives to Jesus and receive his forgiveness for our sins, the Bible tells us that we are, miracle upon miracles, adopted into his family. We become sons and daughters of the living God. And God, therefore, speaks the same truth over you and me as he does over Jesus, his son. When he was being baptized, the people were being baptized. Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven came, was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form. And the voice came and said, "You are my son or daughter, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased." That's what you need to hear. You are my son. You are my daughter, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased. Just let's stop a moment. Still the noise. Try and find some peace where you are. Close down that internal critic that says you're rubbish. Deny the barrage of lies out there, the deceit, and hear this ultimate cosmic grade truth from God. You are my son. You are my daughter, whom I love. With you, I'm well pleased. When we hear these words, when we believe this truth, when we accept this verdict on our lives, we are drawn to be with Jesus. We are drawn to become like him. We are drawn to do the things he does. So I just want to stop and allow that truth to rest on us. So let's leave those words up on the screen. You might want to shut your eyes once you've seen them. Adopt a position of receiving. This is what happens at baptism. It's the old life goes, the new life comes, and the Lord speaks these words to us in that moment because he sees us as his son and daughter. Allow him to speak to you. You might want to kneel where you are or just stand with your hands. And let me say those words and try and bring them into who you are and believe them instead of the deceit. You are my son. You are my daughter, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased. Let's wait there for a moment. You are my son, you are my daughter, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased. Brothers and sisters, this is the truth. This is the truth that I would love you to go into and to believe so that we can begin to think like Jesus thinks.